Welcome to Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today on this weekly program of early music. You remember last week we did one of the volumes of this 10-volume set devoted to early music put out by Harmonia Mundi, and it's on a different label of theirs called Century. And it's part of a 20-volume set dealing with the history of music in general, but the first 10 volumes are dealing with early music. And we're turning back today to volume number 7. And it's referred to as the Ars Subtiliar, the Dawn of the Renaissance. Ars Subtiliar means the subtle art, and it's a movement that has aspirations towards intellectual intoxication. I just love to use that terminology. It has rhythmic complexity, and the composers use changes in meter, subtle syncopation, and leaps in register are really pushed to the extremes. But while the tendency marks the last blaze of medieval thought, many anticipations of the Renaissance can be observed at the same time. So we're going to listen to some of this music, and believe me, having performed this in concert, I can surely tell you that it is rather complicated, and sometimes we wonder whether we are playing it with everyone together, but when we come to the end of the section, if we all end up together, we are assured that we did properly play the music correctly. Needless to say, because of the complexity of the music, the notation itself is a little weird and a little complex, and it's a little intricate and unique compared to the other notations of the period. The period I'm talking about is around mid-14th century, and extending a little into the 15th century. We're going to listen to the beginning of the Ars Subtiliar, which is from about 1370 to 1410, beginning here with a piece by de Caserta, who flourished in the year 1370. Then we'll listen to two additional pieces. One of them is instrumental. The first one is instrumental. The second one is sung by Johannes Ciconia. He lived between the years 1335 and 1411. We listen now to these three pieces of the Ars Subtiliar as performed by the Ferrara Ensemble under the direction of Crawford Young.
Oh,
three initial pieces from the Ars Subtilior period, 1370 to 1410. That first one there by Caserta, and the second two by Johannes Ciconia. We're presenting this as part of a 10-volume set of History of Early Music, and the performance here were the Ferrara Ensemble under the direction of Crawford Young. Now, we're going to listen to three major pieces that, if anyone's really interested in this particular period of musical history, these are must pieces for you to listen to. The first one, The Harp of the Melody, or The Melody of the Harp, by Senlisches, is important not only because of the music, but because of the manuscript that it is from. The page that contains this music contains a picture of a harp, and the notes are written on the strings of the harp. Which makes it a little difficult to read because you have more than five strings on the harp, as you would have five strings on the staff. But anyhow, it's one of the major pieces devoted to this particular period. That will be performed again by the Ferrara Ensemble under the direction of Crawford Young. Following that, two more composers from this period, Baudet Cordier, who flourished at the beginning of the 15th century, his piece Tout pour Compas, talking about the points of the compass. And in the manuscript that contains this music, you actually have a picture of a compass drawn and the notes around the circumference of the compass. And finally, one of my favorite pieces, that by Solage, and we really don't know whether this was his last name or first name, or maybe the composer only had one name. He flourished between 1370 and 1390, the Fumo, Fume, Fume. This is a rondo, and it is suggested that this was performed by male members by a smoking club, and who knows what they were smoking, because it does sound like there was something more than tobacco in those so-called cigarettes. So the three pieces then, the Harp of the Melody, the one about the compass, and this one about the fumes of the smoke of the smoking club. The last two, the compass piece and the smoking piece, will be performed by the Ensemble Organum, the first one again by Ferrara Ensemble under the direction of Crawford Young. you decide whether that piece singing about with the smoking club, whether there was something else in that smoke rather than tobacco. That famous piece of Fumé Fumo from by Solage, one of the top Ars Subtilior composers. Prior to that, we heard the piece about the compass by Cordier, and we began with the Harpe de la Mélodie, with the notes of the piece actually put on the strings of the harp, which is depicted in the manuscript on the page that the piece is written on. Our program today is dealing with the Ars Subtilior period. That's about from 1370 to 1410, and it's sometimes referred to as the dawn of the Renaissance. We're going to listen now to one piece by a composer whom I know nothing about, a man just by a first name, Guido. And Guido flourished between the years 1372 to 1374. It's a rondo, Dies Gott, and performed again by the Ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez.
Thank you.
piece hitherto unknown to me by a composer known only by a first name, Guido, who flourished between 1372 and 1374, a rondo, Dear Scott. And this was performed by the ensemble Organum under the direction of Marcel Perez. Well, this was happening in France and Belgium, but what was happening in 15th century England? Well, the same type of thing was going on, but obviously by different composers, but some of the rhythms were quite complex. We're going to turn to one of the most famous composers of that period, John Dunstable, who lived between 1390 and 1453. It's a three-part motet. The first part, Salve Schema Sanctitatis, and then Salve Salus Servalorum, and the last part, Cata Celi Amina. And this is performed by the Orlando Consort. Let's listen to what the Ars Subtiliar did for the compositions of 13th century England.
Salve. Thank you.
More music there, but this time it was by John Dunstable, and the music was inspired by the Ossetia movement, this motet. We're going to end with some music from the rise of the Franco-Flemish polyphony, encouraged by the Ossetia period. Listen to music by two of the Busnois, that's a proper name, Antoine Busnois and Gilles Busnois. The Gaudi Celestis Domina by Antoine Busnois and Je ne vis Henri by Gilles Benjois. The members here of the Orlando Consort pay homage to this music.
And her carmina.
And that piece by Gilles Benchois ends our program devoted to the Ars Subtiliar, the dawn of the Renaissance. Hope you've enjoyed it. Some of that music is, as I mentioned, quite complicated. And you will find out even more so should you decide to look into it and play some of it. And having played it, I can guarantee you you'll find the same thing that we found about it, but well worth it. I'm Milton Sherman, Jr. I've been your host today here on Continuum and invite you to be back next week when we'll have another program devoted to early music. In the meantime, have a pleasant week.